You didn't have to walk around in fear, though, did you?
Oh, no, you didn't have to walk around in fear, no. Not unless you owe some of them or something. You owe some of them, you're going to get his money or get some. But you didn't have to do that. It was, you know, let me tell you something. If God come in here right now, crook, to want to do something wrong, he'll find plenty of people to do, help him do wrong before he'll find one that'll tell him, don't do it.
So it's somewhat welcome, right?
That's right. He'll find plenty of people that'll help go with him and help him do it before he'll find one that said, don't you do that. Or one that tell him, I ain't going to do it. Before I tell him, I ain't going to do it, I say, well, wait a minute, let me think about it. I just ain't gonna say, well, I ain't gonna do it. I mean, that's the average, person here.
You ever go down?
I ain't never down in my life. That's one thing I'm never, I ain't never lost a nickel in my life, damn. Sure haven't. I did a whole lot of things, but that's one thing I never, I ain't never lost a nickel in my life, gambling. When I was young, before I even knew what gambling was, I used to hear people talking about gambling, I didn't know what it was. I was afraid of it. I heard my mother and people used to say, you know, gambling was bad, you get killed gambling and all like that. I never knew what gambling was until I was gone. But after I saw it, I can't see the city, man. I never could see it. How in the world a man can go out and wreck like a dog to make $10, then come back there and throw it down? I can't see that. I just can't see that. When I get my hand on some money, I don't want. ain't nobody gonna roll no dice and get my money now, not like that. It's too hard to get. I ain't never winning or losing that nickel, John. I've been with a lot of people that we be going somewhere and they're gonna stop the gambling. I said, I'll see y'all later. I'm going. I'm gonna stop the gambling. Now, I don't say I didn't do anything wrong. I ain't trying to say that. But I just didn't gamble.
And in them days, it wasn't good to gamble, right?
Unless you gamble with some of your buddies out there. I mean, sometimes it's true. So we had a fellow working with us once named Joe. And he was out in the country out there. He was gambling out there, and someone killed him. But gambling is a dangerous thing. I had a old man from Social Circle, Georgia. He was running the sawmill, and there were some men he brought from out there that went with him, go around with him to sawmill. They were working around by home. And during the winter time, I went to work with him. Needs the job, needs the money, he wasn't paying enough. But he was paying his men a little bit more than he was paying us, you know, what he picked up on the side, you had to have. And he was saving some money out of every week waiting for him, Christmas. And they went up to Christmas and paid him off and gave him all his back time when he had been saved. They were going to Social Circle. There was one man that we used to call him Buck. He had a family. So he didn't got his money, so he didn't get shit to go on to his family for Christmas. There was another guy that ain't had nobody but himself. We got the gambling there. The man brought one load of time, had to go back and pick up this load. While he brought this load of time and catch the bus, he had to go back and pick up this load. This started gambling. And when he got back there, that guy lose every dime he had. coming home for going home for Christmas with a family. Been worked all year and ain't got a dime. The little boy was wanting the money, and then Max Huff got up, he was down on his knees down there, said, I ain't, that's my leg. Max Huff got up and dropped $2 down there by him. So put that in his pocket to keep the belt, keep the paints off it. I'll pay your way home. Now, what do I need for somebody to pay my way home to with a family? They ain't got a dime. I couldn't see that. I couldn't see it. I couldn't feel it. I think I love to eat too well if you ain't got my mouth. But I love to eat.
Well, do you know, have any idea why, who shot Patterson?
Oh, yeah, they, the deputy sheriff, that's who, well, he always said he didn't do it, but that's who they, hound for it, that's it. They sent him to prison, and he finally got out, but they wouldn't. He couldn't come back to Phoenix City. His name was Albert Fuller. He was the chief deputy, and he was the one did it. And they sent him off to the penitentiary, and he got out. They wouldn't let him come back. He couldn't come back to Phoenix City. He had to send him off with them. Recommendation that he never put Phoenix City again. So he died in Mobile. Albert Fuller.
How do you know their names and all that? From the paper?
I knew all of them at that time. I was kind of young to keep saying in my head. I knew every one of them, every chef and everything else. I knew them all then. At that time, the sheriff was Ralph Matthews. Albert Fuller was the chief deputy. J.D. Harris was the deputy. Newt Wright was the deputy. And this other was another one. Who was his name? I knew them all at that time. But see, it's been so long, I can't, you know, I forget somehow. But I know them all.
You don't forget if you can call their name, I ever pull them.
Yeah, I know them. Yeah, I know them. Hey, see, I wasn't nothing like a boy then, I was stupid. Oh, well, then I'm 50s, in the 50s.
He's in the 40s.
Yeah, last of the 40s and 50s, right. Yeah, that's like 40s, that's like over. Well, then I think in 46, I think. Yeah, that's right. In the early 50s.